All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom Arquino, part of the Social Podcast Network Experiment. Local folks doing local podcasts, check them out. They appreciate it. We appreciate it. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are we doing? It is, what's today? Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. All's well. Hot. I don't know where you're at, but it's hot. I want to be where you're at if it's not. No, actually, I was walking up, and a lady was coming up, a lady that works at the salon's like, her client's like, it's another hot one, and I felt like going, yeah, no shit, it's summer. But whatever. Just making small talk, I suppose. But it is hot. It is summer, and, you know, this is what we have. This is the February of winter, right? Or I don't really know what the coldest part of winter is. I always feel like it's February. It's probably like December. But this is it. This is the peak. This is when it is the most extreme of whatever it is. And it's July, so it's hot. But I love it. It feels good. I did not run this morning. I'm having a little run struggle. I don't know if it's the heat or my feet. No, it's not my feet. It's the heat. My back. Oh, my back's been bothering me. But I did not run today. And the weird part is I feel really good. I've adjusted my diet. I've made some adjustments in my diet. I've babbled about them, I'm sure, on this podcast. Not eating enough, eating too much. I'm starving. I'm not starving. Intermittent fasting, not fasting, blah, blah, blah. It's a whole bunch of shit. And usually what it comes down to is, you know, just what I'm eating, right? I'm not a huge eater. You know, I don't fill a plate. Just a normal eater. It's just some of the things that I was eating. There was a period my wife and I, she is like super skinny, can eat whatever. Nothing bothers her. I eat one freaking Reese's peanut butter cup and I'm, you know, I can feel the weight growing. And we went through a period where we were eating, you know, Reese's peanut butter cups. They were like devil discs. And I think I was into them. It's my daughter's birthday this week, or today actually. Happy birthday, honey. Teresa. Good girl. So awesome. But we were at the grocery store because my wife's off this week. And I go, remember the freaking Reese's peanut butter cup days? Oh my God. Total freaking addicts, man. Badness. But I made some adjustments, and I'm feeling better. I get up and snack at night, so I'm just trying to not do that as much or as bad, and I think I've been doing okay. I've been cutting a few things out. And the other one is milk. Total freaking milk addict. If milk was my issue, I'd have to pick up a couple. I'd had to pick up a new coin. Because I am a freaking milk bender. It's bad. Hold on a second. All right, sorry. Freaking fans blowing my hair in my face. Getting weird. The studio is so hot. It's crazy. I thought we had fixed the air conditioning issue, but apparently we have not. So, all right. So enough of all that nonsense. So what's going on? It is Tuesday. So meaning yesterday was Monday. Meaning yesterday, I went to my meeting, which was fantastic. Step four. Right. Oh, shh! Don't talk about step four. Everyone's afraid of step four. And I'm not a big fan of step four, and I don't know why. I'm not a big fan of it, and I don't know why. And you know, I think it's because there's a lot of anxiety and fear that come along with doing the fourth and fifth step. So I think, and I also feel like it's this long step, and I go to a step meeting, so we have to read, and it's a lot of reading. So I have these other issues about the step. So yesterday, going to the meeting and reading the fourth step was fantastic. I love this step. And I forgot how much I love it. And I started putting personal thoughts and opinions on something that I didn't quite remember. And it says, step four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. You know, I shared in the meeting, I go, I don't know if you need to do these steps to not drink? I believe that somebody can say, I don't want to drink anymore, stop drinking, and never open a big book, right? Never pick up a 12 and 12, never go to a meeting, just quit drinking and be done. I've met those people, and they seem to be just fine. I mean, as far as like, you know, not getting DUIs, not getting, being abusive, but the serenity, right? And I shared in the meeting yesterday, I go, this is the, you know, this is the part of the book where you start working on your serenity. You know, I feel like the first three steps are key to building that relationship with the higher power, finding some humility, starting to understand you're not the boss, you know, starting to practice using a higher power, starting to, you know, go through a little of the motions. But the fourth step is all, for me, was all about fucking serenity. You know, and then the fifth step, it talks about that list, the old Mr. Jones list, which, by the way, was a huge help for me. You know, I hate Mr. Jones. Well, you know, don't work these steps, quit drinking, I hate Mr. Jones, you know, fine, hate him. Yeah. Live in that, that space where you're like annoyed by Mr. Jones, right? Or work a step like this, the fourth and fifth step, where you start understanding, you know, the list. I hate Mr. Jones. And then you start figuring out why. Better car, prettier wife, better house, better job, everything better than you. So it's really about me not showing up, not going to school, not working hard, you know, not taking care of myself, whatever it is. Everything Mr. Jones is doing, he's reaping the benefits from it. And I'm, you know, it turns out it's about me being jealous, annoyed, frustrated in my own self, and taking it out on Mr. Jones. This is about serenity here. You know, I was talking to someone the other day about a person that this person does not like. I'm like, you know, you just gotta let that go. I mean, this is what this is about, that fourth step, the fourth and the fifth. Start understanding it's usually about insecurity. You know, so if I don't like somebody, it's usually my insecurities, right? It's my, you know, my shortcomings. This is a, God damn. You know what it is, I think? I'm putting that fucking Italian sweet cream in that coffee. It's just like glue. But it's to me, it's really the point where you start working on some peace of mind and to understand why you're so mad, to understand, listen, I'm just skimming around. I mean, read this step. It is huge. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Maybe I'll just read the first paragraph. Creation gave us instincts for a purpose. Without them, we wouldn't be complete human beings. If men and women didn't exert themselves to be secure in their persons, made no effort to harvest food or construct shelter, there would be no survival. If they didn't reproduce, the earth wouldn't be populated. And if there were no social instinct, if men cared nothing for the society of one another, there would be no society. So these desires for the sex relations, for material and emotional security, and for companionship are perfectly necessary and right, and surely God-given. Yet these instincts, so necessary for our existence, often far exceed their proper functions. Powerfully, blindly, many times subtly, they drive us, dominate us, and insist upon ruling our lives. Our desires for sex, for material and emotional security, and for an important place in society, often tyrannize us. When thus out of joint, man's natural desires cause them great trouble. Practically all the trouble there is. No human being, however good, is exempt from these troubles. Nearly every serious emotional problem can be seen as a case of misdirected instinct. When that happens, our great natural assets, the instincts that have turned us physical and mental liabilities. I guess that's what that's saying to me is that, you know, all this shit that we naturally have happen in our life that helps us survive, if unchecked, can get run amok. Sex, right? And it's all the, you know, of course, the seven deadly sins, you know, gluttony, sex, you know, whatever they are, greed, pride. You know, they all help us. You know, there's we're prideful, right? We want to look good. We want to take care of ourselves. But when that starts to become too important, right? When that starts to become the only thing. You know, this is where I started to learn about self and humility. And this step is really all about self run amok. Trying to figure out the humility, the honest look. You know, Mr. Jones, I hate Mr. Jones. Why? He's got a prettier wife. Okay, so that's pride, ego, right? So these are all my things, my self-centered issues run amok. You know, it's like self makes an excuse for self. Oh, well, this is about, you know, taking care of myself. It's about looking good. This is important. Really, it can't be that important. It can't run your life because if self is always running your life, you know, humility is nowhere to be found. And humility is self's kryptonite, I think. You know, when humility shows up, you want to take a harder look. Okay, right. So Mr. Jones does have a better job. You could stop there and live in that. Or you could say, you know, if I'd maybe gone to school, you know, and showed up and worked hard, like Mr. Jones clearly did, maybe I too could have a great education and I too could have a better job. So really, Mr. Jones doesn't have anything to do with this. It's really all about me. This was a pretty special moment, and I remember back in the day when I first got sober, I had a friend, and he was in the program, person that I'd met when I'd gotten sober, and I asked him if he would be my sponsor. This guy was pretty regimented in his sponsoring techniques, and, you know, for good reasons, I guess. And I don't know if I've talked about this before, but it was decided it was time to do my fourth step. And I asked him if he would help me because I needed a sponsor. You know, I was really, you know, I was maneuvering. I was maneuvering my way, positioning myself to try to avoid something. So the guy at the time was a good friend of mine. So I was like, I'll get a good friend of mine. It won't be a big deal, right? Well, maybe he'll go easy on me. Whatever. Not that it was even, and that's the thing, you know, I started creating a scenario with this fourth step that didn't really exist. It's really a beautiful thing. You know, if you can just let go, if self can take a break, humility can show up, really put it out there, it's a fucking beautiful thing. This is a game-changing step for me. But I remember he's like, all right, I want you here at this time. I want you with this color notebook. I want this kind of pencil, and I want you... You know, be ready. I'm like, okay. So I probably was late. I probably had the wrong color notebook, and I probably had a pen, right? I told you, you know, and he got all fucking loud and crazy. And, you know, I couldn't follow directions. And this is the step, really, where you start finding some humility, right? You stop doing everything you want and start doing the things that are suggested. And his whole point, and, you know, I've later learned and seen, you know, the point is, how willing am I? Right? How willing am I to follow this stuff and learn about this stuff and work through it? Where's my willingness? And he's like, you can't even follow the small directions of a notebook color, a pencil, and a time, and you think you're going to fucking get sober? Or you think you're going to do this step? Or you think you're even ready? You know, they were all small little tasks. And I think people do that to us all the time. I think people test us all the time. I know, I don't mean to, but I know I do. You know, like, hey, I'll see you at this time. Oh, they can't even be, like, don't even talk to me about time. Time is the ultimate How do I say the word? I take the test of people. I take their temperature through time. You know, there was a person that was in my life, and he was always 15 minutes late. To me, the ultimate in disrespect, right? I think we've all heard it. You know, on time is late. 15 minutes early is on time. That's what I try to teach my kids. My kids, you know, they're still young, so if they can just make it by the time they're supposed to be there, that's pretty good. You know, they're not really, you know, when your 15-year-old's getting up at 7:30 in the morning, he's not getting up an extra 15 minutes early. But he knows that I'm a stickler for time. I just think it says so much about a person, and it says so much about a person and what they think about other people. If you are constantly late, you don't fucking care about people. I'll say it. You probably have a bunch of fucking mouthers sitting around you going, oh, no big deal. We just know you're late. No, we know you don't fucking care. You know, and that's where you start having an audience of folks that put up with your bullshit. Don't fucking do it to me. I'm not in. I'm not buying the fucking bullshit you're selling. If you're late, you don't fucking care. You're arrogant, entitled, asshole. And if you have a fucking good reason, you're even worse, because then you're like creating a story to your lie instead of just saying, I don't really fucking care. I like I don't know what it is, reels or something. The chick walks, she goes, sorry, I'm late. I got here when I wanted, when I wanted to be here. That's the fact. You know, it's like fucking, you know, well, I don't have a good example. I was going to say one, but it's probably not a good example. But it's just annoying. You know, if you don't show up on time, you're inconsiderate. And if you do it all the time, you're surrounded by people that allow it. And this person did that. I talked about it. I'm not going to get into it. But I think our whole breakup of friendship was over time. You know, the whole family was like that. Nobody fucking followed. Everybody was more special. That's what you're saying. I'm special. I'm at a different level than you. I don't have to, you know, this natural instinct, right? This natural rule that runs kind of through our society is like we have clocks, we have times, we have appointments, we follow them. And if you don't, you don't care. Self-centered to the extreme. When humility shows up, like they did that day, self said, uh-oh, and took off. And that was the end of self. And humility is like, yes, I'm here. I'll clean this shit up. All right, well, anyway, the point of that is, you know, step four is great. Go check it out. And to me, it is the beginning of serenity. Let's see what we got here. Let's do a little reading. A big day today. Actually, I have something kind of cool to talk about. You know, I started doing these podcasts, like them or not. And the people that listen to this podcast, thank you. I appreciate it. If you ever want to talk about anything, send me a text or something through Instagram. I'd love to chat about it. I'd also give people a shout out on their anniversaries if someone wants to. I don't really advertise this podcast, so it is what it is. But we do another podcast called the Discovery Music Podcast with JG and the Deaf Pretty Boys. And it's me and Jordan Gum and Dion Lamb and Trey Krause and just some great friends. And we review music. We're just four people who love music, right? And we're doing the whole Firefly lineup. Here in Delaware, we have the Firefly Festival. This year it's in September. Great, 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 great festival. I've been a few times. Just awesome. And, you know, I started a music podcast with some friends, and then we decided, hey, why don't we do the Firefly lineup? This was pre-COVID, and we were doing it, and then COVID hit, and then obviously Firefly was done. And so we kind of put that on all up on the shelf for a bit, and then, you know, I don't know how long ago, midway, we decided to try to get it up and running again. At least doing the new, chatting new music, because that's really what it's about, new music. And then they announced Firefly again, so we've gotten back into our Firefly lineup. Well, we've had, you know, when we do the podcast, we hashtag people and stuff, and some different bands have thanked us and gave us a little recognition. Well, yesterday we had a band reach out and ask us if we would review a song that they're releasing Friday, pre-release review. How cool is that? You know, it's a little band, and listen, I love it. I love it. We thank them. Great song, you know. Great song. Great cool. I love the video. You have to tune in if you want to check out the song and hear the artist. The Discovery Music Podcast with JG and the Deaf Pretty Boys. It's on Spotify. It's a lot of fun. But I was like, how cool is that, man? You know. We're doing stuff, and it is a, it just feels good, and, yeah. So anyway, let's see if we can do a little reading, and then I'll split. Daily reflection. Da-da-da. Wonder if this talks about the fourth step, I'm going to be blown away. Aha! July the 13th, humility is a gift. All right, here we go. As long as we placed self-reliance first, the genuine reliance upon a higher power was out of the question. That basic ingredient of humility, that basic ingredient of all humility, a desire to seek and do God's will, was missing. Yeah, that's right. That's right. As long as we placed self-reliance first, self-centeredness. The genuine reliance upon a higher power was out of the question. Right. You can't be all self and have humility. Humility is self's fucking kryptonite. And that's what it's saying. As long as we place self-reliance first, the genuine reliance upon a higher power was out of the question. How can you take a high road, have any peace where you can believe in a higher power if all you're doing is fucking thinking about you and what you're not getting? That basic ingredient of all humility, a desire to seek and do God's will, was missing. That's the 12 steps, 12 traditions, page 72. Read that. I'm sure I botched it up. All right. When it first came to AA, I wanted to find some of the elusive quality called humility. I didn't realize I was looking for humility because I thought it would help me get what I wanted. And that would do that I would do anything for others if I thought God would somehow reward me for it. I try to remember now that the people I meet in the course of my day are as close to God as I ever going to get while on this earth. I need to pray for knowledge of God's will today and see how my experience with hope and pain can help other people. If I can do that, I don't need to search for humility. It has found me. Yeah, you know, I never thought about that. I didn't realize I was looking for humility because I thought it would help me get what I wanted and that I would do anything for others if I thought God would somehow reward me. I never thought about it that way. Helping others so that God would reward me. Never, ever thought about it that way. But it's a great topic. I think a lot of people think that, you know, humiliation, humiliated, and humility are the same. And they're not. They're not. I don't care if someone says they are, they're not. They're not the same. Humiliation, ego devastation. It's that moment where you sit, when you're fat and you sit on a fucking chair and it breaks and you're fucking humiliated. That's where your ego's like, oh, shit, okay, I'm leaving. We become available for the message in the humiliation, ego devastation, self devastation. You know, self got us that fat. Self talked us into it. You know, you can tell me 100 reasons. Or, you know, self got me drunk. Self got me to be an alcoholic. I can give you 100 reasons why I know this and that and this. No, just me wanting what I wanted with a fucking bunch of excuses to tell you the reason why. But don't get it confused. This is about self getting what self wants. And, you know, I shared it in the meeting yesterday. You know, understanding the difference between humiliation, humiliated. So if somebody cut the leg on the chair and you sat in it and it collapsed, this guy humiliated you. Right? It's an act. Seems like it's an action word to me. But humble. Can't talk about humble. Can't talk about humility. It's the high road. It's the easier, softer way. You know? I said the other day, if you want to fight and kick and scream around every corner of this program, you're going to have a fucking long struggle. But if you want to surrender, willingness, you know, those are all words of humility. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in willingness. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in, oh, what was the other one? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like putting ketchup on shitty food. They keep changing the word, but it always means the same thing because you can't talk about humility. You know, that's the ticket. I like doing this podcast, and I'm so grateful that I'm sober, and I appreciate you guys letting me share some thoughts on how I feel about where I'm at. This is a great, the fourth step, the fifth step, humility, you know, starting to understand the role that self plays in our lives, ego. Ego, self, me, I think it's all the same. You know, and it talks about it in the beginning of that fourth step. It's important, right? You know, ego and pride, it keeps us, you know, in the game looking okay, you know, caring about ourselves, you know. I care, you know, I take a shower, I try to dress okay, I care. I want people to think of me as just a normal person, you know. I don't want to not care. So it's important that we have, you know, some ego, right, and some pride. I didn't. It used to be illegal to be prideful. Back in the day, it was illegal to be prideful. Crazy. All right. Well, listen. I hope everyone has a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow, or the next day,